First off, it's Monday. We get the latest on the livestock markets with Herb Locke of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, Caitlin, certainly the fed cattle prices finally rallied from the decline in place for most of the first 2 months of 2019, but a lack of interest from U.S. buyers kept discounts here to our U.S. delivered value record-wide. Feeder cattle volumes, though, picked up moderately. Prices for grass kinds held up pretty well, but the big steers and heifers slipped $2 to $3, likely a casualty of sustained feedlot losses and higher year-over-year grain prices. Our cull cows, they continue to come to town, literally marching to town, with year-to-date cow slaughter in Canada up about whopping 14% compared to a year ago, and prices here about $5 lower than 1 year ago. Canadian cattle and U.S. inventory report was out late Friday. It showed that the 72,000 Canadian farmers had about 11.5 million cattle on their farms, Caitlin. That's down about 1.1% from January of 2018, but that's 23% below that peak value way back in January of 2015, just prior to the mad cow disease, which certainly threw a big wrench into the cattle business. Canadian beef cows decreased about 1% to 3.7 million, but more importantly, the U.S., with a 10 times larger herd at 31.8 million, was actually up 1% from a year ago. Canadian supplies of calves and feeder cattle outside the feedlot system is 1.6% below a year ago, with the U.S. supplies at 26.4 million, up about 1%. The Canadian cattle producers retained about less breeding stock in 2018 as the number of beef heifers held for breeding on Canadian farms was down about 1.4%. So certainly the increase in the cow cows here is putting more pressure on our beef herd. South of the border, increased placements of heifers into feedlots certainly looks to spell an end to the beef cow herd growth down in the U.S. U.S. cash trade last week, 128, up $1.50 to $2. The dress trade, 205, two higher. The beef cutouts at 221 on the choice were up 220. The selects were $5 back at 216.79, were up $4 for the week. Weekly slaughter in the U.S., 603,000, up 26,000 from the previous week and 8,000 below the same week a year ago. Traders in Chicago would see the beef business picking up once that miserable weather clears. Well, I guess it's once and if weather clears in the U.S., but until then, weather conditions will support beef and cash prices. The market rallied to new life of contract highs in the February contract, posting a 130.45 high, but profitating late Friday emerged to add some light selling pressure. Markets are seen to be technically overbought according to the chartists, but a surge in open interest sees funds adding to their already hefty net long positions. The outlook for increasing supply is certainly clashing with recent weather holding production down versus expectations. The watch is on, though, for signs of a peak for the April and June cattle live over the next 20 to 30 days. Closer to home, Alberta Fed cattle prices stopped that seven-week slide, with most deliveries here now scheduled for mid-March. The steers on the hoof at 150, on the rail 249.50 to 251.50, up $2 at 150.19 on average. The heifers, no live quotes, on the rail 248.50 to 251.50 at 149 average, up $2.09. Our Alberta cash to Nebraska, though, Caitlin, a minus 18.36 discount, steady with the previous week, but compared to a $3 premium a year ago, and that takes about $200 a head off the value of a fat steer compared to a year ago, and certainly that's a big deal. The cull cows, D1, D2, 78 to 92, 83.75 on average, up 65, while the D3, 65 to 81, average 73.57, down 80 cents, and on the rail, unchanged from the last 3 weeks at 162 to 160. The Western Hog Exchange reports their base price for 100 index 90 kilogram Ollie West 017 price, 119.9, $5 to $6 lower than last week, with the alternative Ollie West 19 price set at 121.9, also $6 a hog lower than last week.
Her block can be reached at 780-466-3599.